Don't forget, you can now listen to your favorite episodes of More Visibility's Eye on Digital Marketing podcast on any of your Amazon smart speakers by simply asking Alexa to open Eye on Digital Marketing. Today, I am joined with our Executive Vice President, Danielle Leach. Danielle, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chuck. Thanks. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, and you're specifically joining me today to talk about an event that More Visibility has coming up called Women in Marketing. It's a panel discussion and networking event next Wednesday, February 6th, here in Deerfield Beach. So, Danielle, tell us a little bit about what this event is and kind of how it came about.
Sure, and just to clarify, because we have listeners all over the United States, as well as hopefully international too, that's Deerfield Beach, Florida,
yes,
which is in our backyard to our physical office in Boca Raton, Florida. And we're hoping that we have such success with this first time that we're doing the event that perhaps we can take it on the road in the future and come to a city near you if you're not in the South Florida area right now. So the event is Wednesday, February the 6th. Would love to have any of our listeners on the podcast join us, and more details can be found on our website, or please reach out to me on Twitter at Danielle Leach, and would love to extend you an invite. Really, the event will have five panel speakers who are obviously all women in marketing, but coming from different disciplines of marketing, different backgrounds, and very different career paths, including their current organizations, all being extremely varied. I will be the moderator of that panel discussion, and I think we will cover a lot of ground during the one-hour talk, followed by cocktails, appetizers, and hopefully some great networking.
Nice. So what should someone expect from the agenda? Do you think it's going to be more inspirational, very tactical about digital marketing, maybe a little bit of both? Because like you said, the speakers here are from all different types of brands and companies that we work with, and really good ones at that. What should the attendees here expect as far as what type of content they're going to hear?
Well, I think, to your point, there will be a little bit of all of the above or everything. It will probably be a little less on the actual tactical digital marketing tactics, because we have folks joining us on the panel who are coming from more of a PR, public relations, communications background perspective.
Right.
We have others who have grown up in more of a corporate traditional marketing environment and career. And so I think we will likely be able to talk a little bit about tactical and just, you know, some of the backgrounds of each of our panelists, but more so what we're looking to really do is have an interactive dialogue and discussion led by myself as moderator, but really leveraging all of our panelists to weigh in on their career paths, some of the challenges that they've each experienced. And again, they're coming from different walks of life in terms of the length of their career in marketing, as well as their career trajectory during their history in the corporate world. And so I think it'll be really interesting to hear from each one of them their own personal experiences that they've walked as a woman in marketing, but then also not only talk about the challenges, also talk about some of the successes and some of the wins and some of the opportunities that each of them has had, and noting where there are similarities and where there are differences, and maybe elaborating and expanding on why that might be, given that they're all so unique and different in their backgrounds and their current organizations.
Yeah. And now you've been in this industry for a very long time, and I'd imagine that you have seen possibly some fundamental shifts in women coming into this industry and having these major roles in digital marketing, no?
So I'm laughing because the emphasis on very long time makes it sound like I'm
I was trying to say how much experience.
Let's just clarify that I started when I was in grade school for everyone listening, since they can't see us. No, in all seriousness, yes, I have been particularly in digital marketing since 2001, and so that is quite a long time, given that back in 2001 there wasn't a whole lot going on in digital marketing, so the game was very, very different from for all of us as marketers, not just women in marketing. But certainly because I have been with More Visibility for almost 16 years as an agency, or on the agency side for 16 years, and we work with clients or organizations of a variety of different verticals and organizations, it's given me the perspective of partnering and doing business with, from a marketing perspective, a lot of different vertical or business categories. And that's where I would say I've really had the opportunity to see the biggest shifts and changes over the course of the past 16 years, myself as a woman in marketing, but also doing business with other women in marketing. And I would say it's all very, very positive changes over the past 16 years, and I would hope that that would just continue to be the case for the next, you know, 16 years ahead moving forward, particularly for myself as the mother of a teenage daughter who wants to go into business and particularly into marketing.
There you go.
It's something that'll be really interesting to watch her career trajectory and how different or maybe how similar it is to mine and my past history.
Yeah, great points. I mean, I, you know, from a male perspective in digital marketing, I think other industries can be different and you can say what you want about that job. But when you're talking about marketing, I think that balance of men and women is so important because you're marketing to people, right? And that's sure. That's who you have to go and get in the, into the minds of. So I feel like if your balance is swayed one way or the other, you may be missing a big piece of the pie. So to hear from someone who has seen that rise and that change, I think is just so important. Like you said, obviously hope it continues. Am I allowed to give away any hints on who's talking here? How much can I give the audience? So is this all secretive?
No. I'd love for you to share the panelists because we really did work hard to put a dynamic group of women together. And as mentioned before, really hailing from all different current career opportunities and marketing disciplines, but covering a multi-generational approach, if you will, as well, to give a full circle perspective for everyone in the audience. So I really think that there'll be something for everyone who joins us that day.
So Danielle, like she said, is going to moderate the event. We have Meher, one of our great Google partners, who will come down from New York. We have Kurting, who's from Memorial Healthcare Systems. Brittany from the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium. Irina from CE Beverage. And then another person from More Visibility, Christy Nazzaro, who has been on many podcasts before, if you listen and works closely with Danielle and I as well. So you got a great lineup of many different women, like you said, coming from a lot of different organizations. So the talk and the conversation should be great. And again, this is happening Wednesday, February 6th, which is next week here in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Danielle, is there any other nuggets, tidbits that you'd like to leave the audience with? Where can they sign up for this if they haven't already? They can go to our website, or what do you recommend?
Sure, they can go to our website on the events page. There's a link to register, or if you'd like to reach out to me personally, either on LinkedIn or on Twitter at Danielle Leach, I'd be happy to register for you on your behalf. And I would say just final parting words relative to some takeaways from this networking event. As I said, in addition to hopefully some inspiration, words of wisdom, as well as hearing similar challenges or opportunities that maybe, you know, you yourself have had. Whether you're a woman in marketing or not, I think some of the challenges will be cross-dimensional in terms of we've all experienced these things. But we will end the panel discussion with just what's hot for 2019, forward-looking. And so I think you'll likely hear, for those in the audience, a little bit about artificial intelligence, a little bit about behavioral marketing, programmatic advertising. I think we'll probably cover a little social media and PR crisis, or how to approach PR crisis through social media. So I think there'll be some very interesting topics that we will touch on that will be cross category, cross-marketing discipline, cross-organizations, and it'll be interesting to hear what each of the panelists have on deck within their own 2019 marketing strategic plan.
Absolutely. So if you're in the South Florida area and you can attend next Wednesday starting at 3:30 p.m., as Danielle said, please reach out directly to her to get more information, or go to our site and check out the information as well. We hope to see everybody there. And I'm sure we'll do some recaps on social media and discuss how the event was. And hopefully it's a great success, and cheers to many more in the future. But Danielle, thanks so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you. Look forward to seeing everyone there if you can make it.